The campaign comes on the trail of a proposed rule banning discrimination against LGBT people who apply for U.S. Department of Agriculture programs, programs like single-family housing and SNAP benefits. Tomorrow in Greensboro, USDA officials will meet with gay rights advocates and rural LGBT people to answer this critical question. How can the department be more LGBT inclusive? Joseph Leonard Jr. is USDA's Assistant Secretary of Civil Rights. He's partnering with the National Center for Lesbian Rights for the Rural Pride Summit series.
You know, it's one thing when you go to shake somebody's hand. It's another thing when someone's coming to you to shake your hand. And that's exactly what USDA is endeavoring to do.
This is the first time USDA is specifically reaching out to the LGBT community. In past years, Leonard says people have been denied access to programs based on their sexual orientation or gender identity.
Many of the USDA programs are in more conservative areas of the country. And that's why it was that much important to make sure that persons are covered under this regulation.
The department will use feedback from the summits to shape future policies and programs, possibly even creating a group within the USDA that specifically oversees LGBT rural issues. For WFAE News, I'm Nick De La Canal in Charlotte.